Hey everybody, welcome to the Culture Shock Podcast. My name is Stevie Adeboye, and thank you for listening. Thank you for everyone who's taking the time to sit down or in a commute or wherever you may be to click play on whether it's Spotify, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast from. I just want to say a big thank you to everyone, and I do appreciate all of you for listening, taking the time to listen to the interviews I've done, to some of the episodes I've done solo. It's been an amazing journey because I've taken so much of my time outside of my work commitments to produce the podcast, and I've enjoyed every single moment of it. And because of that, I kind of want to make some announcements because I think it's time for things to change and grow, because in life the only thing that's constant is change. And I'm a firm believer to not stay too comfortable, because that is when things change and you are kind of moved off your center. So let's just put things in terms of where we started, or but yeah, where I started with all of this. So the backstory of how I got started on the podcast was pretty much I was in a situation, in a place in my career, in my life, where I was just not happy with my personal and professional growth. I realized that I was very complacent and compliant to a lot of people in front of me that were giving me the okay, or the sort of, you know, disapproval of where I should be in terms of my career, which then somewhat impacted parts of my personal life in terms of what I wanted to do, maybe, you know, getting a place to live because I was living at home, or, you know, acquiring the wealth that I wanted to achieve. And I decided enough was enough. I need to find like-minded people. I need to find my own tribe, and I needed to get out. I needed to grow. I needed to move on from that mindset, because that mindset was holding me back for so long. And when I did eventually break out, because it was a long journey from when I left university to joining a big corporate consultancy firm to when I said enough was enough, I want to do this on my own, I have the skill set, I have the self-belief, I don't need anyone's approval, you know, fuck the system, I'm going to go and take everything that I have and make something on my own without any support. And let me tell you, taking that brave step has changed my life so far. It's made me the man I am today. I've been able to move out of my own, well, my parents' place, put it that way, and secure a place on my own. Financially speaking, without giving numbers away, I'm doing really well. I'm also working for the dream job. Funny enough, I'm working in a place that I always wanted to work in. I'm not going to give that away on the podcast, but it's a place that I used to go there and shop, or try to shop, but I never had the money for it. So to now having a sort of top position, a manager position there, it's mind-boggling, I'm not going to lie. It puts things into this world where I'm touching a lot of first, you know, first time buying a place, first time, going through a lot of personal stuff as well. As you grow, you things change personally as well. You know, you might have some stability, whether that's in friends or relationships, that changes. Career changes, your position changes, for the better, for the worse, a lot has changed personally. But I also realize, you know, we are in a pandemic. I do realize the economy isn't great. I do realize that there is a lot of tensions with just people in general, politically, whether that's to do with your race, your background, your religion. I do realize environmentally there's a lot of consistent problems that are still happening around the world. And it would be a crying shame if I didn't use this platform to address all of that. And when I talk about growth, and when I talk about change, the reason why I'm recording it right now, and it's, 11:55, the time I'm recording this, is because I think I've reached a point where the purpose of Culture Shock, the purpose of the Culture Shock podcast in specifically, has changed, because the goals that I set myself for the podcast has benefited me so much so that it's time for a new challenge. Because I didn't create the podcast for people to listen to and, you know, create this mass following and, you know, consistently be a slave to the idea of doing interviews. I created the podcast because I knew by putting myself out there and trying to meet and network with people who are doing things that I want to do, or who are living life on their own calling, would inspire me to do the same. And whilst my path isn't the same as those people, it's a path that I'm very happy with. Like, I am contently happy, and I wish the same content for everyone out there, because I know how it feels like to be stifled. I feel like there's a lot, especially with men, who don't really express what their true desires are, and they just conform to others and just have to suck it in. And I know sometimes you gotta do it because you've got a family to provide, or you gotta do it because you feel like you've got the expectations of the world asking you to, you know, do a career or do a job or pretend to be a person that you're not. But life is so short. And one thing I did realize during this pandemic is everyone who had a job that they thought was going to be a lifetime in terms of where they were quickly changed because of this situation, of this pandemic. And now I feel like a lot of people are trying to find their own identity outside of their jobs, because nothing is guaranteed. And like I mentioned earlier, the only thing that's constant is change. And so with that being said, this podcast needs to change. I feel like even me as a person, when I created the podcast, I was in my late 20s. And now I'm in my 30s. And whilst that's just a number to some, I feel like my manhood, my journey, all of that is growing in the way where I'm always rediscovering elements of who I am. So with that being said, I do want to share more of that on the podcast, because I'm not ashamed. I'm not going to hide away from anyone. I'm not shy to express elements of my journey to anyone who's willing to listen. So I do hope you join me on this journey. I do hope we find a way where we can sort of gravitate to each other's sort of journey as people, because right now the world is divided. And as much as I want to say we'll get through this very quickly, I do think it's going to take some time for us to really heal and really grow together. So this is what the podcast is all about. It's just the ability for us to listen to each other, to hear those perspectives, and to have a conversation. And the beautiful thing about Anchor is it has a variety of features that exist for us to sort of connect. So there may be times where I might open the phone lines and have some of you guys join in the podcast and, you know, chime in on your thoughts on certain topics. And it will be more of a conversation versus an interview, because I'm good at asking questions, I feel like. But I enjoy having conversations. So hopefully you enjoy the new direction of this podcast. Hopefully you continue to support and listen. And if you don't, that's fine. But I think the only thing I can really ask for myself is to be truthful to who I am and to the direction of where I want it to go. And most importantly is to read the room. Like, really pay attention to what the world is asking, what the world is saying. And not to necessarily conform to everything, but to, like I said, have the conversation. Because from that, we can understand and maybe even shock the system. I don't know. But I didn't call culture shock for no reason at all, other than, you know, it sounding cool. I wanted it to have a meaning. And I think it's time for the name to live up to the podcast. So with that being said, I hope you like the new direction. Speak to you soon.